ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed in a dramatic nighttime raid in northern Syria. U.S. forces chased him into a dead-end tunnel where al-Baghdadi blew himself up with a suicide vest. He had three children with him, we're told, who also perished. There were no U.S. casualties. President Trump spoke at length about the raid and took several questions, but it's unclear how this morning's news will change U.S. strategy in Syria. We have national security correspondent Greg Myrie here with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, let's recap how the president described the raid.
In vivid detail, he went on at length. Eight U.S. helicopters flew into this northwest corner of Syria, not a place where the U.S. has been operating in Syria. It's been on the other side of the country. They blasted through the retaining walls of this compound, went into this home or this compound, tracked, they came under fire, they suppressed that fire, they tracked al-Baghdadi down into this dead-end tunnel, as you mentioned. He detonated a vest, killing himself and apparently three children with him. No Americans were hurt. A canine, which was chasing him, was injured. A lot of sensitive material was gathered, the president said. The compound was blown up.
Some of the detail that we have gotten is that they did ask al-Baghdadi to give himself up, that they wanted him alive and not dead, and that's and they didn't get that, obviously, because he decided to blow himself up.
Right, that's what we're hearing, yes, and obviously there's intelligence value in having him and being able to question him, yes.
Let's turn now to what Acting Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told Jake Tapper on CNN's State of the Union when asked about the significance of this operation.
The important thing is to celebrate the fact that the head, the founder of ISIS, is dead. We got him. It signifies our commitment to the enduring defeat of ISIS.
So he's very much talking about policy here, unlike the president, very much in military terms. This helps us pursue our policy of destroying ISIS, but did not want to get into all the very specific details, all that stuff that would normally just be considered classified information. It's not coming out. And he talked about what the U.S. is still trying to do in Syria, but didn't want to get into details of the raid.
Because let's just say briefly that President Trump went on, I think, for 45, 50 minutes and gave a lot of detail about where he was when this happened, where U.S. forces went, who the U.S. military spoke with in advance of this operation. I mean, normally that stuff doesn't come out right away.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he said that Russia was contacted, Turkey was contacted in advance, told that the U.S. was going to be flying helicopters in, don't shoot at those helicopters. They were not told about the mission. He said this helicopter flight was about an hour and 10 minutes. You can draw a circle
maps
and start
and know where they came from and how they got out. It's extraordinary. What does this mean, though, for broader U.S. policy in Syria, including protecting the oil fields in the north of the country near the Turkish border?
The president said it wouldn't really change that very much, that he was going to continue with policy as announced, and that he announced this withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria while they were making plans to carry out this raid against al-Baghdadi. And Defense Secretary Esper sort of reinforced that. He said about halfway through this pullout of the 1,000 forces of the U.S. in eastern Syria, but they were still going to protect these oil fields. We don't have the details on it, but that is going to go forward.
That's NPR's national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Thanks, Greg.
Sure.